W8FU. W8FU. KE8FCR monitoring. W8FU.
You're out and about early.
Anywho, so my little one, last time I had to use it, was just struggling a little. I mean, it was fine. I've had it for well over 20 years, and it's been one time I had a problem with it. It's the oil pressure sender went bad. I just bypassed it, got me through, had another one in the eBay to me in a couple days. But, all in all, it's been a great little guy, but it's only 4,500 watt. I had to do the natural gas conversion myself, and this one will be nice. To me, it's natural gas, it's double the power, it's an inverter, so, all the good stuff. Anyhow, what's up with you? I'm just pulling in here to work, and a lot ahead of schedule, actually.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me when I heard you, because, what is it, like 6:30 or so? I just came out here a little while ago, sitting out on the back deck, drinking the coffee, watching the news, talking on the radio, doing all them things.
D8, are you H? Back of the bay, watching the world fade away.
Hey. Go ahead, KE8RUH.
Good morning, gentlemen. John, you are out early. Turned the radio on and heard you talking and was like, man. And then you said you're almost to work. You're going to beat me into the office.
Yeah, morning, Anthony.
Yeah, I had to go to Home Depot. I didn't know how long my day was going to take, so I went there extra early, and hold on, I gotta buzz myself in. Okay, in we are.
It took a while. That must be some fancy card reader thingy.
No, actually, it was a comedy of errors. It's like I got my hands full. I got it. My card is in the shop, so I got to grab my key. So I got to fumble with my hands are full. I'm a fat guy, so my pants are falling down. So I'm trying to keep my pants up, open the door, get inside, not drop anything. It was just, it should have been filmed. They could have charged for that comedy.
If it was anything like you described, it sounds hilarious.
I would have made a fortune selling popcorn. All right, let me switch over to the Cisco. There we go.
Looks like it's going to be another hot one, but I think tomorrow we're supposed to get a break from the 90-plus degree weather. I saw something like 77 for a high tomorrow.
Really? Okay. I know the guy's got some installation work to do. They're not looking forward to it. Piece of fire apparatus, so, there's no hiding it in an air-conditioned garage. I don't know. Maybe the apparatus bay's not bad, but I have a feeling it's going to be impressive. If that's the case, they may want to put it off a day.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the humidity is supposed to be like tomorrow, but I don't think we're going to have the oppressive heat. I did see later in the week, maybe the weekend, it gets back up to almost 90. So it's just tomorrow is the anomaly.
All right, somebody just walked in. Man, that's crazy. Can you go see what's going on? Better not be customers. Because I'm useless anymore. Right, Steve? That's the way it gets. W8FU.
Yeah, that Rhonda Walker, she always looks nice in the morning.
Watching the news, are we?
term Dina. You know, I got to go back and forth. Of course, Rhonda's off by the time Dina comes on, so.
I would say Fox 2 does a good job of hiring, that's for sure.
You know, I think that might be a, what would you call it, network or whatever thing, because I've noticed that around the country they typically have pretty good hiring practices.
Yes, they do. But hey, I just pulled up at the office, and I will talk to you soon. This is KE8RUH. Have a great day.
You too. Stay cool. N8NM.
NADBO.
I saw a black squirrel yesterday, the day before, and he had a red squirrel. His tail was, like, right at his butt was, it started off bright red, like a red squirrel, really, and then about halfway down his tail, then it converted back to black. That's the only non-black part of him, was just that first part of his tail.
Yeah, we had one probably 2 years ago where it was a black squirrel, but it had the whole tail was the brown, like it was bleached. And, of course, I had names for it that I won't repeat here because they might be considered offensive. But this is the first critter I've seen this morning, which, I don't know, seems very quiet. Usually the birds are around the feeder by now, and it's kind of noisy, so I don't know, do we got weather moving in? I should pay attention, I've been watching the news for like an hour.
I want to know if the Popo showed up, because Sean's trying to get into the office, fumbling and jumbling and keeping his pants up that early in the morning. He might have just triggered the alarm, and, you know, the guys in blue showed up or something.
No, they saw that and they just turned and went back to the office and said, nah, we'll come back later.
They can take getting shot at and stuff like that, but when it comes to that, you can't pay them enough.
WARCY. Yeah, well, I mean, you get there that early and they're not, you know, something signals them and says, like, who's in the building that early? We better go check it out, you know. And then Sean's in there, and it's like, hang on, somebody's coming into the building. So that would have been my guess, you know. With all the fumbling that he said he was doing, that he might have triggered something and forgot about it, and they showed up. That was my guess. All right, go back to talking about squirrels. WARCY.
So I just logged into my Home Depot account, and they've reduced my available credit by the amount of the generator, but they're showing no balance. So it must be pending. Just got to find out if they gave me the 18-month same as cash financing. That's the last thing to make sure that this worked right. Anyhow, I'm obsessing. Sorry.
No problemo. You know, since you told the story about your pants falling down, that you're going to be the butt of jokes all day. Everybody's going to be lining up, taking cracks at you.
Yep. You know it. Gotta take the crap.
Burns and stuff from an accident I was involved with years ago. And it was a real hot day, and I'm outside with shorts, and there's park benches outside the entrance of our tower. There's about a half a dozen ladies sitting there, and one walked over. She's sitting in a rollator, those rolling wheelchair things, walkers. She rolls over to me, grabs the front of my shorts, and starts to pull them down. And there were witnesses, and I didn't say anything to management knew about it, but they said, "You want to do anything about it?" I said, "No." The next day, she doesn't even know what I'm talking about because she's got such a bad case of dementia, she doesn't even remember doing it. But a lot of us, you know, including myself, knows what happened, and it was like, oh, well. But I keep my distance from her now, and I don't wear shorts in public anymore. I just did it one time, and look what happens, so. Plus, it's on camera.
That reminds me of a story.
Well, they got the incident on camera, but nobody's shown the film at 11 yet, and I haven't sold popcorn, so I don't know, but I just have let it go. She's elderly, she's 85, what do you expect, you know? She didn't pull them down, but they dropped about maybe 3 inches off my waist, and thank God the drawstring was super tight. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, a rabbit.
Reminds me of the old guy with Alzheimer's. Lady sitting there in the old folks' home, she says, "I'll guess your weight by just holding your junk." And he says, "Oh, you can't figure out my weight by holding my junk." She goes, "Sure I can." So he whips it out and she holds it and she goes, "You're 172 pounds. He goes, "That's amazing. How'd you know that?" She says, "You told me yesterday."
That's a good one.
I don't know what to do with myself. I actually don't start work for 15 minutes.
Is it weirdly quiet there? Like, no phones ringing and stuff like that. Whenever I go in early, that it was like, it's quiet, almost too quiet.
Oh, great. Got to use the authenticator app to log in, even when I'm at work, plugged into the county network.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. We didn't have to do that. I know that for sure because I could never remember how to log in remotely, but it was never an issue because I live so close to the shop that I can get there and on the network just as quick as I could log into remote.
Yeah, well, we never had to either until right now. I heard this was coming. Wasn't sure when, but it just happened to me. I just went to log in to my email, and it's like, really? I got to go find my phone, and it's not a big deal. It just pops up. Enter the number in the authenticator app. So, no big deal.
There's always something new coming down the pike. I don't know. I think it's a conspiracy. Just not sure what they're conspiring to do other than irritate and annoy. Oh, it's secure, I guess. Yeah, that's probably part of it.
It's always them, you know. They're doing this. They're doing that. It's them.
Yeah, and, you know, technically I was part of them, but they applied different rules to me than they applied to themselves. or they enforced them at least against everybody except their core staff. We were like the redheaded stepchildren. Nobody loved us.
You know, the worst problem I'm having right now is that they work out some sort of a deal with the CBTs, and, you know, they supply them with goods and services, and then when those goods and services break, they look to them because, hey, you're supplying the stuff. They go, we don't fix it. Call radio. So we go out there, and they say, well, we're not going to pay you because we get this stuff from you. Well, you get it from somebody associated with us. So I go and I say, well, they don't want to pay because they say they're paying you for this, so you got to pay me. And they're like, sure, we're not paying you. I'm like, oh, so I got to go fix it, but you don't got to pay for me to go fix it? Why don't you call somebody else, see how that works?
Yeah, that kind of rings a bell, like on a daily basis for a long time.
Why it took 5 days to get a technician out here from Xfinity a couple weeks ago, and every time I did talk to a actual human being, which I think was twice over the course of those 5 days, everything else was AI or text messaging things that they use now, virtual text messaging. One more person tells me, unplug your gateway and plug it back in 15 minutes you should be up and running. I hear that one more time, somebody's going to get assassinated.
Try unplugging your gateway, waiting a few minutes and plugging it back in.
That's their answer for everything. Even the technician, when he came out that Saturday at 1 o'clock finally, said, did you unplug your gateway? And I just looked at him and I said, did you honestly just say that to me? And I just, you know, I was so, you know how bewildered I was, and, you know, it's like, come on, really?
Well, they're showing that you're not, you know, connected.
Oh, no, everything was working up to the point of where the signal goes into the box. And, you know, but it's just like, really? You had the nerve to just ask me that.
I had a funny experience similar around, along those same lines with AT&T years ago. My internet and my phone was out, so I was kind of incommunicado, trying to talk to them using my cell phone in my basement near my router so I could give them the information they were looking for, and it just wasn't going well. And then they kept putting me on hold and, you know, playing the boring music, and at one point while they were playing the boring music, I let loose with a pretty creative, I thought, string of expletives. And a voice came on and says, we understand that you're having a difficult time right now.
Well, that was probably in the 11, 12 years that I've been living here now on this senior campus. This is the first, it's not the first time I've had a bad issue with Xfinity, but it was probably my worst experience with them. You know, over the course of, like, say, 5 p.m. on Monday, through 1 p.m. on Saturday, you only talk to two humans. Everything else is either, you know, some form of computerized machine or voice, or you're doing the overnight thing with the virtual assistants and texting. And I'm talking to, you know, I'm talking to technicians, and he's giving me information. I actually feel like I'm talking to a real person at that point. That was, I think, on Tuesday. And then, you know, it was just, it was just my worst experience. And I'm a former Verizon guy, employee, and they're even worse now. When I call Verizon, I actually tell them what to do because, you know, there's customer assistance. They just sit there with the Verizon Bible and say, okay, my phone's not receiving calls. I can dial out, but I can't receive it. Okay, hold on. They open up the Verizon Bible, look at the tabs on the side. Okay, outgoing calls. Okay, hang on 1 second. Flip about 500 pages over. They find it. okay, yeah, here's what you got to do, and then they read you the steps on how to get your phone reset. You can do it manually. They don't know what they're doing. They're reading out of the Bible. I know, because I still got my Bible from when I worked there back in, when I started working for them in 2000, for crying out loud. And my Bible is bulging with stuff. It's zippered shut, and it's got this, it looks like it's swollen. Looks like it's pregnant, but there's just so much extra paperwork in there that I've compiled over the years. Some of it's outdated, but still, still got my Bible.
That's right. Got to have that Bible. My employer did things the same way. It sounds like they had like a service desk that you'd call into, and they had their scripts for every different application or, you know, hardware, this and that, you know, how to troubleshoot it. It worked sometimes. I had to write some of the scripts for my department, but they try to make one, you know, one size fit all, and you just can't do that. Sometimes you just have to put a technical person on the line or send somebody, you know, actually physically to the customer's location. I don't know if it really benefits anybody. It generates very nice statistics of how expensive it is to operate. I know that.
Just wanted to see if Sean had anything to add, or maybe he started to work. Anyways, even when I started, you know, I was working, when I first started with Verizon, I started off as a technician, so we were repairing phones up to a certain point, and then they started coming out with refurbished, you know, you just swap them out, okay, here, we're just going to give you another phone, and then the progression went where technicians were faded out, I got promoted, and I worked my way up into management. But the fact of the matter is that, the customer service with Verizon, when I call them, they see my file. Oh, you're a former Verizon employee. Oh, you got this. Oh, I see you have this. You know, you work for a company for 15 years, you pour your heart and soul into it, you got to get something out of it, and they're not going to give you a Rolex, so you might as well get what you can. And, I got some nice perks out of the deal, but still, I call them today, and my phone back in January swelled up. The battery overheated, and it, you know, looked like it was pregnant. And they said, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. I said, read my profile again, please. Oh, you get a free replacement phone. I said, yes, I do. I don't pay for any of it. Should show that. Wow. Okay, yeah, all right. The only problem is I got everything paid and replaced for free. No problems whatsoever. Didn't have to do anything. I just had to call, but it took 30 minutes for them to understand this. Okay, well, I have it shipped to you overnight, FedEx. I said, okay, no problem. I already know that. It took 4 days to get here. And I had to call FedEx to get my money back, which I did on that. Or they got it, you know, whatever. But I got somebody got a refund out of it, but I didn't care. It's just the fact that, you know, I work with FedEx exclusively. And even if I pay for something or not, and you send it overnight and you don't have it, I want some kind of compensation, even if it's a six-pack of beer.
Right, right. Some acknowledgement that, hey, we know it, you know, we dropped the ball and it's inconvenient, you know. Here's a couple of brewskis on us. Have a nice day. That would go a long way. That's a good customer service tool, I think. Anyway, speaking of tools, this is N8NM, and I'm going to run in and get another cup of coffee. I'll be back shortly.
Yep, it's 7:30. Sean's officially on the clock. You have a great day, sir. Stay cool. I'll talk to you later, not today, throughout the week. WARCY, listening.
ABP. Doing some more testing this morning, sir? Good morning. The link was down, I just brought it back up. I don't know why that happened. Solar flare. Blame everything on a solar flare. Yeah, sun's fault. There are even people who blame the global warming here on Earth on the sun. Yeah, they should go up there and turn the thermostat down. Yeah, now I bet you heard somebody say that what we're doing here on Earth is affecting the sun's output. So, oh, really? How's that work?
Just like how the methane from cows is producing enough gas to milk the tree.
Yeah, well, it's going to be another hot one today. I got to head over to a doctor's appointment on the east side, so that's what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah? Define east side.
Anything east of Pontiac. You got to get my passport out.
Be more Pacific.
East of Woodward.
Where you going, Phil?
Besides crazy? Where am I going? Share in M59.
He's so far west, I don't think he knows Lakeside is closed and gone.
Well, I was hoping you were going to be there.
I think you guys doubled W8RCY. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. Yeah, I just said, well, I know Lakeside's gone, but the doctor's office is still there.
Sounds like a good time to go to lunch.
Yeah, you're bitterly for that. Unless you've been up since 4.
No, I got up at 7:30, late morning. No, I'm saying it's after your doctor's appointment. Oh, maybe breakfast.
Now you're talking.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Don. KCAKHAO.
Hey, Sean, did you check to see if you got any of those volume control things? Probably busy with work stuff. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I missed part of the conversation here. I was distracted by the president's F-bomb on, live F-bomb on the news this morning. There's some follow-up about it, and I got distracted. What are you guys talking about?
Nothing really. What happened on the news this morning?
The president was getting ready to jump on the helicopter, and the media was asking him questions about the issues overseas, and, you know, he just was referencing these two countries have been fighting forever, back and forth, blah, 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 and neither one of them knows blank what they're doing, and the blank happened to be the F-bomb. And everybody's up in an uproar about it. It's like, okay, so what? He dropped an F-bomb. You know, I mean, how many F-bombs have been dropped on camera? Whoop-dee-doo. He's ticked off. The world's ticked off. You know, it's just, yeah. And I was just watching some follow-up stuff on it, and I got distracted to what you guys were talking about. So that's about it here.
All right. Nothing to get too excited about.
you know, people get caught all the time on that. Anyways, go ahead, Tom.
That's why I stay off the news channels. Back and forth and everything else like that just drives me batty. I'd rather be on the radio and talking with all the youths out there. And breakfast. Now you got me thinking of breakfast.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of people would rather him drop an F-bomb than the real bomb. But I don't know. So, crazy situation. Who knows what's going to happen. So, Don?
Well, here on my senior campus, we have a mixed bag of Middle Eastern people here, and it's been peaceful throughout the years that I've been here. But I bet on my side of the building here, there's a lot of satellite dishes for those kind of, for that culture of people, and I can imagine what their Middle Eastern television satellite signals are playing this morning. Yeah, all's calm here, and again, the 10, 11 years that I've lived here, I mean, I get along with pretty much anybody in this place, and you may not speak their language, but I'll still say good morning, give them a wave, give them a smile, something, and who knows, but, you know, like you say, an F-bomb is not as bad as the A-bomb, or any other N-bomb, or any other letter of the alphabet you could throw at it, but I don't want to get too political, but it's just, you know, everybody's making a big deal out of a simple word when worse has been said over, you know, the airwaves via television or whatever. All right, that's it. I'm done. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Sorry, guys. I went off on a tangent, and it's wrong of me.
Okay. If everybody's going westbound at M59, avoid near Crooks. There's something going on. It's all backed up. That's my public service announcement for today. Anyways, yeah, it's interesting how, like, no other countries are coming to scream and bloody murder. Well, what happened in Iran? They don't have a lot of friends. So, we'll see if anything changes. Probably not. Over to you, Tom.
So there's another carbecue going on M59 westbound. There was one on 75 right next to the ramp from 696 to 75 north yesterday. And the smoke was so bad, when I got on the ramp, I couldn't see in front of me. So, of course, you got to travel real slow, make sure you don't pack into somebody on the backside.
Yeah, all I know is traffic was down to one lane the other way. Some truck maybe into the wall. I couldn't quite tell. Police were there. So, it's always amazing that accident, well, these accidents happen the way they do. You know, it usually takes two stupid people to create one, usually. Go ahead, Don.
I had one the other day that turned left right in front of me. I was supposed to go straight. They were supposed to go straight. And they're like, oh, I need that road. And they turned right in front of me. Thank goodness I didn't T-bone them. I came close. Yeah, people don't pay attention. Their faces are too buried in the phones or whatnot. And they're not paying attention to the road.
Yeah, that happened to me a few years ago. I was going down Van Dyke, coming up, just going south at Expressway 696 and in rush hour, basically, and all three lanes that go through were all backed up, and I'm coming down the right turn lane to go get on the expressway, and some idiot on the other side decided he needed to get to the gas station, and he cut through the three lanes of traffic that were stopped, and they let him through, apparently, left enough opening. And he just didn't even bother to think that there might be somebody coming down the fourth lane. And that was it. He appeared right in front of me. There was nothing I could do. I knew it had that real sick feeling. I knew I'm going to hit him. and there's absolutely nothing I can do about it. And bam, you just ripped the whole front of my car off.
KCAKKO. And that happened to me a few years ago. Me and a co-worker up on Adams Road, right there just north of M59. And this dog walker, it was a separated highway at the Shanghai Center Median, and then they decided to walk right in front of a Cadillac. Cadillac slammed on their brakes. My co-worker in front of me slammed on his and swerved. And I saw him swerve and stomp on his brakes, so I stomped on mine. My ABS kicked in and ended up plowing into the rear of his service van. And if there were spare vehicles, our vans would have been totaled. There was like $50,000 in damage between his truck and my van. And all because of a dog walker that decided to step in front of traffic. Had I swerved to the right and missed him, I would have hit the dog walker. I didn't get a ticket for it, but still, I mean, stupidity at its best.
Okay, Don, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just doing banking stuff right now, and like I said, I'm just distracted, so I'm just going to get out now, bow out now, and let you guys finish on and, you know, finish up your road travels, and old Tom's road travels never end, but yeah, let you guys concentrate on what you do so nobody gets a dog walker or anything, and I don't fat finger a number doing my banking, so I'll let everybody go from my end of it. You guys continue on. Have a great day. W8RCY.
Okay, Don, stay cool if you can. ABATR. I'm almost to where I'm going. I haven't got too much more. But, yeah, that's why it just amazes me how drivers and pedestrians can't figure out how a road system works. Like, if you got, one thing that drives me absolutely up the wall is if you got two lanes, like, turning right, and there's a turnaround, you got to be, and you want to make that turnaround, well, why would you be in the right turn lane, not the left one? You know, it's like, doesn't anybody think ahead?
All right, I have a test, Phil. You ready for this question?
Go ahead. What was that?
This is a test. It says, lane ends, merge left. Where do you get over?
Well, if it's light traffic and you can move over without any issues, do it. If not, if it's stop and go, you go right to the merge point and zipper.
Ding, 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 ding. You passed the test.
Yeah, I know. I have arguments about this all the time. And I've seen cops ticket people for not doing exactly that. You know, it's crazy. Anyways, Sean, did you hear? I asked if you had one of those volume controls. Did you have a chance to check?
Yes. First one I pulled out of the box, exact same problem. Must be common. So I've got a couple. I've got one complete unit, so it'll be all sorts of spare parts, but it's got the weird control. And then I got just a radio part, you know, not the case or anything like that, which has got a good one on it apparently. So you're welcome to all of it.
Yeah, any chance you might be around after my doctor's appointment this morning? I could swing by there.
Yep, that's why I was asking to find East Side, but you were being coy.
Okay, I'll call you when I'm done there. I don't know how long it's going to take. It shouldn't take too long. And I'm let's see, 2 miles away from there right now. So, all right, I'm going to check out. Over to you, Tom, and Catch you later. AVATR.
AVATR, drive to 73. Enjoy breakfast. I'll be on the side as usual. AVATR.
All right, I'm trying to work here, Tom, so I can't stick around, really. Just wanted to catch Phil before I lost him. Drive safe, stay cool. We'll be listening, but very limited amount of ability to get on here. W8FU.
Yeah, don't work too hard today. It's too hot for it. KCKQ. Anybody around? So that was really noisy.
How about now?
There you go. Hey, how's the audio quality on this? Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It sounds okay. I don't know if you're trying to, like, bring the audio levels of the system up, but it is a little bit low in that respect, but other than that, you're clear and readable.
No, I'm just testing out a new microphone and just wondering how it's working.
Yeah, you're not over-modulated or anything like that. So you got good levels, but like I said, I don't know if it's the repeater. I was just listening, talking to Wally on P25, so like everything's louder over there.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let me hear you right after me. Test, 1, 2, 3. Now let me hear you.
Test 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, KF8.
Yeah, that's what you were talking about. Okay, this is a noise canceling headset, so it might be that. Hello, I get right on top of it. Check, check. All right.
Yeah, I don't know if you got a mic gain setting. I mean, when you were right on top of it, it was a little bit, like, distorted, but when you backed off, it was good. But I don't know. There's something, like, you need to tune the audio level up or something. Might have to try a simplex or something.
Okay. Back to the front panel now. Oh, so... Check 1, 2, 1, 2. Not much different.
Is this going to be your bicycle microphone?
W8FU, AVAPR. Kind of like B-Star on the mount, call in VHS. Case you does it too.
WDAKLL.
into the Richmond repeaters. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
I am hearing you. You sound pretty quiet, though, but I don't have any frame of reference. Could be my device.
Copy that. Thank you. It might have been because I was talking quietly in the radio. Is that another Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray?
Let me make sure it's not me. Is there anybody else out here that can give me a reference? His audio sounds extremely light to me, and but it could be my receiver until I have a reference. Anybody else?
His audio is
4GYQ, Monica.
Maybe he's in narrow. I don't know.
4GYQ, Monica.
All right. So, yeah, you're light, and as Dave points out, you may be in narrow mode, but your audio is awfully light. Okay, back to work, W8FU.
Ditto, KF8F.
I didn't get to hear him, but good luck on that. KU4ZYQ, clear, but monitoring. KF8DRC from WD8KLL. KF8DRC from WD8KLL. WD8KLL, clear.
KCAKJO. WATIJ. Is that you?
No, Tango Oscar Mike.
Yeah, okay, Tom. I appreciate you coming back to me. How are you doing today? Vicious cycle. I'm on the 442.175. How's my signal? And I don't remember where this repeater is.
It's downtown Detroit somewhere. I'm not sure where, but I know it's in the general vicinity within like a 2-square-mile area, more or less. I was over on it and I just jumped over to a Hills repeater.
Yeah, okay, I'm on Phil's repeater right now, 442.5, switched over. That's what I thought. I thought it was downtown Detroit, and a number of them are connected. So I think I was listening to somebody last night. They were talking, and I noticed they were on 442.175, and then on this one, and then on the on another repeater, they're connected there. The name is Greg. I don't know if I told you, Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf.
Well, welcome to the frequency, Greg. You know, there's quite a few repeaters that are intertwined. I can't think of how many there are, but there's quite a few.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Phil was explaining it to me, and it's kind of a neat way to reach out, get a wider reach compared to just having one repeater. I don't know that there's that many people that are using the repeater, but it's just it's nice to have the longer reach over.
Oh, there's a lot of us that use it because of its expandability. There's quite a few that are on it, on the FBI, on the UFT, and Mount Clemens. You know, they're all intertwined. And the 175 just got relinked. It's been down for a while, but more range.
Yeah, greater footprint. That's the term I wanted to use. All right, Tom, I'll let you go. You're driving, and we appreciate you coming back to me. So 73, I'll listen out. This is W8PIJ.
73, W8PIJ, from Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. WDAKLL Mobile.
WD8KLL, WD8KLL, this is KF8EDQ. You got a copy? All right, no copy on WD8KLL, this is KF8EDQ, and I'll be clear.
WD8KLL. Mobile, about 4 minutes.
W8FDU from N8NM.
Yeah.
You know what I got?
A rash.
Well, that too, but no, I got tundra true to trees. It's Quatsun out here.
Oh no, are you seeing the tundra true to trees? I'm looking over to the west and oh, are you kidding me? More tundra.
I remember once Booger and I were side monitoring that and kind of making comments back and forth on Simplex. Somebody called into the net and said, there's a lot of poles down here. Bob says, yeah, there's a lot of poles down on Conan, too.
It's like when the club Polski lets out on a Friday night, there's a lot of poles down here.
Yeah. God's chosen people.
Were you familiar with Club Don Polski down there on Conant and McNichols, I think it was? It was it became a disco in the late 70s, and we frequently went there to get our disco on.
Yeah, I knew of it, but it was a little before my time, I think, and we didn't really go into the city much after the riots.
Yeah, this was going to be like very late 70s, early 80s when we were still underage, they would let us drink down there. And the girls liked to dance, so I put on my Angel Flight, you know, suit and go down there with the girls in their stand skins. And I'd watch all them guys with their dread cars burning the disco albums in the stadiums. And I'm thinking, looks like a sausage fest to me. You should be down here.
But I see that here.
Well, there you go. Pam just pulled up. She was at lunch. Oh, and she went grocery shopping, too. So it looks like I've got to unpack a car in the rain. So I'm going to clear out of here for a little bit. It's been a pleasant time. N8NM.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. All right, have fun. Don't get wet. Tell Tammy Lou I said hi. And we'll talk to you later. W8FU.
N8IAJ.
Speaking of the best of times, Marcus Aurelius, what's up?
Well, it shows that we're kind of like trapped in the store. We got some torrential rain coming down here in Southfield. It looks awful. Actually, I thought we may get tornadoes or something. It's bad. Where are you guys?
Well, I am at 13 Mile in Grosbeck. I just turned on the 13 Mile Road heading west. I can see the darkness of which you guys feet, kind of off in the distance, but I've got intermittent sunshine here, and a lot of clouds, a lot of darkness to the west, but nothing here at all, just high heat.
Very fine business, yeah. Really bad. And I know this is just going to be a quick squall. It's something. But clouds look really angry coming in from the west. But 'tis okay. It's just weather. No big deal. And today's my Friday. Days off. But I get to chill with my grandson tomorrow at least. All right, dude. I won't tie up the channel, so I will speak with you later, sir. Sean, be safe, dude. Any of that, I'll be...
All righty, Mark. Yep, gotta play with the kitties. Take advantage while you can. And we'll keep an eye for your storm. Looks like it's maybe, as I move west and it's coming east, it looks like it's the gap's closing pretty quickly here. So hopefully I'll get home and get in the house before I get drenched. Have fun. Thanks for stopping in. W8FU.
Oh, Boise. I'm looking straight out to the west from my perch, some 85, 90 feet up in the air. And it's definitely dark due west. And out to the southwest, it's a little bit darker. And the breeze seems to be coming out of the west-northwest. But nothing here yet. You might just make it home.
Well, that would be good. But where am I at now? 13 and coming up on Shaner? Hayes? Shaner? I think Shaner. So I got a few miles to go. We'll see. Yeah, if it's too bad, I'll just have to sit in the car, wait for it to pass.
W8RCY. I just had thunder roll through, but no signs of lightning. Yeah, that's what it's doing right now. I didn't even know this was coming. I mean, I thought the rain was supposed to come later, like after 5, 6 o'clock, but you guys are talking, so I looked out the window, saw how dark it is, and I stepped out on the balcony where I could look further west, northwest, because of the angle of my building. And, yeah, it's moving fast, and it's already looking a little bit brighter in the last few minutes. So, you know, I mean, radar's showing lightning, but it's showing lightning north of 12 Mile as I blew it up. So you might catch a little bit, but I don't think it'll be much. They said it's going to be out of here by 3:45. That's less than a half hour from now.
Hello, T-Tom Terrific. I don't know where you're at, but you are all over. What's it like where you're at?
Was very heavy, very windy, lots of lightning, and some guy right outside and his umbrella flipped inside out. So that's the game there, 12 Mile in Vex. So it rolled through and took about 25 minutes. Don't think to get out of here, down to where you're at now.
Tom, you sending weather my way?
I don't know, I tried blowing up in the sky and it didn't push back, so I guess it wasn't as hot wind as I thought.
KE8RUH. How you doing, Tom?
Oh, now I'm a little bit drier. I wait for the rain to go down. Go ahead, John, or Don, whoever's turn it is next.
Well, I'm going to say this real quick, and then I'm going to step back inside. The wind just really, really picked up out here, and I'm watching this one tree that sits on the campus property, and it's bending, and it's a whipping, and if it goes, our power's going to go with it. We might be able to hear the wind as I'm out here, but no rain, no nothing. And one last thing, the sky is already starting to brighten up behind it as I look towards the Channel 7 television tower out there in Southfield. The sky's already brightening up, so I'm getting back inside before myself and my radio blow away. W8RCY.
Okay, stay dry. Now, hello, Anthony. You're going to be racing to get home ahead of it. I'm trying to get home. I'm going into it. I'm trying to get home before it gets to my house. So you got probably a better shot than me, but who knows?
Seems to be moving quick, and a lot of wind. I'm looking south right now, and I can see water falling out of the clouds, and I'm at 14 in Stevenson. So I don't know if I'll make it before it catches me, but I doubt you're going to make it before it gets to your house, unless you're really close right now.
I actually see blue sky off to the west.
Yeah, like I said, the sky was turning light, and I'm starting to see a little bit of blue now as I peek out from the balcony. These things have large walls on them as I look out, and it's brightening up here, too. But no sign of rain yet.
Oh, it got really windy. It was bending the trees that were in front of the place I was in up here in Novi. I mean, it was just bending pretty good, and I just drove down back road, and I was like, one pine tree, but it was dead, so we're not going to count that. Can't take it, Joe.
Let's see, I got it. And we got leaves are just rustling a little bit. There's hardly any wind. Looks a little dark to the northwest and a little bit dark to the southwest, but looks kind of just gray straight west, which is, I'm due east of home. So maybe I'm in a little channel that's going to be sunshine and puppy dogs.
I'm now at 13 in Stevenson, and it's starting to rain, a little bit of lightning, and looking west, there's dark blue clouds as far as I can see, so maybe Donald's just up higher than I can, he can see out a lot further than I can, but for, as far as I can tell, there is a storm coming, and that's about it.
Well, Strom knows the layout of my land and what I can see from up here. And I just saw my first flash of lightning, but it was off in the distance, out of my line of sight. But the wind is still blowing, and I'm watching these trees bend around these power lines, and the power lines are flexing that stretch across the back of the property here or the campus. And it was two summers ago, we had a tree come down, took out the power lines, phone lines, cable lines, and that was a mess for several days. And it actually blew out the green boxes. I guess they're like little transformers here, and we had no power for almost a week. That's how bad it was. I just saw actual lightning again, but yeah, wind comes and goes.
Yes, Bluer Sky.
The real question is, Steve, tell him.
Nothing of major concern from what I can see looking westbound. But yeah, it's going to hit you guys moving 35 miles an hour, 60 mile an hour peak wind, enough to bend those trees and snap some branches, but it's going to blow right through. I said about 15, 20 minutes, it's done.
The real question is there tundra to those trees?
It's nasty in Troy, ABPR.
There you go, that's the question. Can you see the tundra through the trees?
Yes, it's
blowing like crazy and big, huge raindrops.
Well, I'm at 13 a mound. The wind is getting quite lively. And I'm seeing a lot of lightning. So I am just coming into it. I mean, it's pushing my car. Chewie. We got ourselves a bit of a, we got a bit of a squall here. Still no rain, but boy, hell of a wind and lightning.
Sean, you're probably 5 minutes from getting any rain, I bet. But when it does, it'll be big, fat drops. Not a downpour, but just big drops hitting the car.
What, 20 minutes to blow through?
Well, it just calmed down here. Clouds are going towards the east, but the rain has brought down to a minimum. It was really bad. I would say good 60 mile an hour winds, just watching everything from outside. But yeah, it's starting to pass over.
It's the wrong time of year for Passover.
I wonder if that works, Phil. Get some goat's blood and spear it over the house, over my antennas. Get the storm to pass me by.
Try that.
I have a lot of wind, a lot of lightning, no thunder, skies breaking off to the west. Oh, be quiet, thunder. And off to the east, just east of me here, there's like a dead movement of clouds and bright sky like nothing's ever happening. So I don't know what's going on right now, but I still don't feel a drop of rain. Anyway, whoop, nope, I just spoke too soon. I just got sprinkled a little bit, but I did not get drenched. It's not that bad yet here.
You don't hear the thunder?
Oh, no, you remember, you see the thunder. You don't hear it. You see the thunder through the trees.
I just got a flash of lightning and thunder about a second later.
And it's right on top of you. Because the rain was almost vertical when it was coming through, and then it just went and it came straight down. So yeah, there's a good gust front on that.
I've got one of those falcons or hawks that fly around my neighborhood, and he's having a good old time soaring around in this wind. The rain started at 9.5 in Ryan.
Yep, 13 in Ryan's just starting to get just a little bit, just drizzly. So wind's been kicked up for a bit, but rain's just starting.
I'm outside and my glass table's probably got about maybe 50 little sprinkles on it, and that's about it. I mean, I'm just catching whatever, you know, droplets that are flying by so fast they're not even doing anything.
I'm on 75 just south of 696, and it is a downpour. Can't see the car in front of me.
I'm on the west side, and I'm looking east to you guys, and it's dark, dark blue. Dark blue. And looking to the west, it's just gray, but I got a sense it's clear skies, but I can see all the other pop-ups that are right behind it. Gotta step out. Gotta do my job. Okay.
I've got some old growth trees on this street I'm on, and there's branches all over the street. My car's been hit twice since I've been driving down this street. You know, small twigs and stuff whacking the top of the car. So it's knocking some stuff loose.
I got rain, I've got, whoa, shut the window, I got rain, I got wind, finally, so I'm now inside, WERCY.
Man, where there's trees, there's a lot of debris on the ground, so it's knocking a lot of stuff out of the trees.
That's crazy, we didn't get any of that. I mean, nothing. Just the wind, or just the rain and the thunder and lightning. Had a few nearby crashes, and that was it. Rained moderately heavy for a little bit. No wind.
I just had a lightning strike within a few hundred feet of me.
Yeah, the rain here is, I'm about a couple of blocks from home. The rain has picked up to, you know, it's pretty steady and the wind's really up, so I knew it. Perfect timing. Right when I get home.
There's blue skies to the west.
Run fast, Sean. Run fast. KJ, I'll talk to you guys in a bit.
I'll tell you, I'm looking at all the branches down in my on my streets. I'm worried about my yard. What's going to be down in my yard?
Looks like it stopped because there's not a lot of rain on my... I mean, I got like dry spots on my balcony here because it doesn't even have any rain on it. I'm looking there and there's no rain coming down anywhere here. So, whoa, three lightning bolts straight out from the balcony just now. Hello. But yeah, it looks like it's let up here already.
Well, I just hit a power slash at 9.5 at Ryan. CFACW.
Ryan, are you still parked or stuck in traffic or what?
So I made it to the house with enough time to grab the bathing suits and towels off the back of chairs and bring them in before they got wet.
Well, bathing suits are meant to get wet. Towels, no. Where's the bodies that go in the bathing suits that are supposed to get wet? That's the question. But then again, that might be too much TMI.
Rain is just about to stop at Square Lake in 75.
Skies are clearing towards Southfield, 10 Mile and Losser, Channel 7 Tower that I can see clearly. that's brightening up and everything behind that, beyond that, that I can see looks a lot brighter too. So they sent a quarter too, and they're only 7 minutes away from all that passing. So this shit might be gone in about 7 to 10 minutes for sure.
Sean, are you still in here?
Well, I'm looking out the window, and I could see to the west that there are some blue skies starting to break open. I still say we have a few miles of dark clouds that is over us, but the worst of it is over. So, yeah, guys, it's obviously going eastbound. It's going to come your way. But hopefully when I get home, I don't have any real damage. I'm hoping my umbrella didn't bust up my picnic table like it did last time. We'll see.
Alright. Oh, it's traffic lights are flashing red. That's not good. That's must mean they lost power. Alright, I'm checking out AVP here.
W8RCY is checking out. Looks like it's clearing up. I got a couple of little raindrops hitting my furniture tabletop that I can see. But it looks like the worst of it's over here for sure. And out to the west, it's getting brighter. All right, for those still on the road heading home, be safe. Catch you all later. W8RCY.
Yeah, that's
W8RCY. W-A-B-I-J, K-E-A-W-O-B-J.
K-E-A-R-U-H.
Did you make it home, Anthony? W-A-R-C-Y.
I am about to turn on to my street, only to get home to no power.
Wow. I guess it didn't seem to be tracking, you know, that direction. It was tracking more east-northeast than it was doing anything else. I'm surprised, unless I misread the radar.
All those EVs.
Yeah, it was, I took 8 Mile home, and it was nasty the whole ride home. And Tom, I don't think it's the EVs this time, but, man, if I ever get an opportunity to talk to a DTE high up, they're going to have to hear it, man. I am sick of paying all this money, and every time the wind blows, I lose power. This is obnoxious.
Well, I can tell you this, in Madison Heights, where I'm at, in this field that I have behind me, between me and Ascension Hospital here, there's a lot of trees, and we have our power lines that run right across the back of our campus here. And we had some that came down, I think it's been 3 summers ago, and it took everything down. There's like six or seven poles that go across the back. And the one section that came down took everything down. And I mentioned earlier, I think we were without power for a week. But there's been a lot of improvements since then in the Madison Heights area, but I feel your pain because even in a storm like this, we would have normally lost power, and I was actually waiting for it to happen. I've lost too much food, and DTE say that they're going to reimburse you and you show them the receipts of what you bought, you know, in the previous days before a storm comes through, and they said, oh, that's not enough to even warrant a check. I said, well, I'm a senior, and I live alone. I mean, come on. I'm not feeding a family of 4 people here. I'm just me, myself, and I. So I lost way too much money with DTE, and, you know, I've had my earfuls with them and vice versa.
Yeah, I'm hopping out of the car now to go figure out what I'm going to do, but I've had it up to here. You know, they keep raising the rates, and their service is just garbage. It is, you know, if you could choose what power provider you had, it certainly wouldn't be DTE for me. The service is trash. The, you know, you got to pay more and more. At least increase our service in the uptime. I mean, this storm, it was windy, it sucks, but every time the wind blows, this is just obnoxious. This is KE8RUH, and I'll be clear. Everybody have a good evening. I may be back out here later, who knows.
Well, like I said, I went through a period of maybe 3 years where we had just nothing but anything. Even a storm as little as this would have just taken out the power for a day or two. And, yeah, so I feel your pain. And those of us being seniors, the seniors are even grumpier. And in a commercial building like this, you'd think they have better, I mean, we have generators for emergency services like the elevators and the main hallway lights. But our individual units, we lose power. And that's just not right, and it's just not fair. But I get it. All right, good luck this afternoon, W8RCY. We'll be listening.
Yes, if you're calling in, except for pizza.
WJZ Cleveland listening signal.
Charlie Zebra.